Welcome back, everybody. This is Two Lane Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. Luke had asked for the Man song, so I played some Manfred Mann. We are being blinded by the light right now on, I'm over here in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. And you're listening to Luke over there in Madison in the Solidarity Realty Studios and 1580 AM WTTN as well as 92.7 FM Devil Radio. And if you want to go and drive around revved up like a deuce in the to the rumor in the night, you can listen to us on the Devil Radio app, which is pretty awesome as well.
Yeah,
give us a call, 844-967-2789. It is revved up like a deuce.
On a Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, give us a call, send us a text, join the conversation, share your tangent. Before we go into this next subject, Brian, that we're going to cover here, I do want to give a brief update. We've got some Gable Mess news.
There's more?
There's news.
Has his furniture been moved? Did he have his own special? Because I know, I got to tell you, I'm a large guy. I'm 300 pounds plus. A lot of things are rated only 250 pounds. I'd be reluctant to go and give back my specialty furniture, too.
Nope, that is not what the update is, Brian. The update, Brian, is we've got some dates now scheduled for the court cases that is we're waiting on. The whole reason the investigation... I gotta go put a dollar in the jar. The whole reason this probe is on delay right now, Brian, is because we're waiting on how the court cases are going to resolve themselves. He took a half of his salary now is what he's being paid, and we're waiting on the courts. And a judge in Waukesha County has a hearing slated for August 30th. So, like.
Now,
a while, 2.5 months from now.
Now, here's an interesting thing. Before this investigation started a year ago, or whatever you want to call it, I'm sorry, I'm not going to put money in the swear jar. I don't have a jar. I'll just take the money.
I'm going to do it.
I'll take the money out later. It's fine. I'll put it in and go, screw it, that's stupid. It's fine.
It's not what it is. I refuse. I shouldn't use the I word.
Mostly because I'd feel like I'm being manipulated from Gableman by my own mind. In any case, where was I? My goodness. Now I've lost myself in the
You've
swear
lost
jar
your,
that is Gableman.
That's okay. But the separate judge that we're also waiting on, so that was the Waukesha circuit judge. Dane County Circuit Judge has now also set today a schedule that will allow briefing on the case going on here in Dane County Court through mid-September. So that's when they're just going to be hearing oral arguments, I believe, through. So there's still going to be some time after that for the judges to deliberate and then rule. So we could be looking at this Gableman mess going well into this fall. And as some have alluded to already, it could be going into 2023, well beyond this year's midterm elections.
This is what I wanted to get to and
yeah.
what I was saying.
See, that's why I took over. So
yeah, the Gableman investigation is reaching about $1 million, and that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's a lot of money to spend on nothing.
But not really, because you got to understand the scale of things. You know, if it was $1 billion, that'd be more than $1 million, because that's 1,000 million,
true.
Right? Would you think that 8 times as much is a lot?
For $8 million?
Let's say $8 million. Would that be a lot of things to spend on, let's say, you know, failed litigation?
I would say the $676,000 that was originally slated was too much to spend on this. So,
no,
yeah.
I know, but I'm just comparing the $8 million would be eight times worse, right?
Correct.
That's how much the Wisconsin GOP had spent previously before this litigation started since 2018. $8.5 million on lawsuits against changes in election laws.
So they're totally fine just spending the money trying to...
Taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. Well, that's Robin Voss for you. The fiscally responsible conservative that is totally fine lighting your money on fire, folks.
Yeah. But that's why they can't do things like try and save, you know, Wisconsin farms that are being lost at hundreds upon hundreds a year.
Can't help get... PFAS chemicals out of the clean drinking water here in the state of Wisconsin, or hold the individuals and companies that are responsible for those pollutants being in there. They're not looking to hold them accountable. There's a number of things.
Heck, can't even come into meat. I mean, they can afford to pay the people to come into meat, but they can't actually come into meat because
that would be too much.
I guess you're spending too much on litigation still. Whenever they cry poor about things, oh my goodness, for all these giveaway programs and all that stuff, $8.5 million since 2018, separate from the Gableman investigation.
Oh, so that'll be $9.5 million then, or even more. Maybe they'll hit $10 million.
You know what? We can even just keep the cash register going. Let's just keep it pumping, because that's what they do. That's what they're really good at, and that's, again, you got to stick in your wheelhouse. Blowing up deficits and, creating BS money to flow through. Because, again, the whole point is to have as many revenue streams as possible because, again, when half of your organization is built on trying to launder money from different organizations to other different organizations and not actually producing any product or anything like that, just I'm an organization to go and help this other organization that's a shadow company from this organization to go and help move political dollars so that we can all somehow, this entire stupid organization that funnels money through other organizations is somehow more economical to buy a senator that way than it is to actually have common sense anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of runaround for how this system works, Brian. But let's move on from this chump change conversation of just a few million dollars.
A couple million dollars being wasted, because it's nothing compared to what's being thrown into the races this year.
Right, because as you alluded to, this giant system of money circulating through it just to probably end up in a lot of situations where not a whole lot changes, Brian. We'll see. We'll see what happens this fall. But we've got both the chairs of the state parties. So both the
I found this amusing.
It is pretty amusing. But the Republican Party chair and the Democratic Party chair of Wisconsin sat down with Wispolitics at a luncheon earlier this week, Brian. And they alluded to
gotta love those luncheons.
They threw a ballpark number out there of $700 million is what GOP chair Paul Farrell believes is going to be spent this election cycle in the state of Wisconsin. $700 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler said, yeah, that's probably a number that could get hit. That is not an unreasonable number to believe. And so now
set the stage for this. Previously beforehand, they were arguing over why people don't have faith in the elections. Kind of vehemently about what narrative they're going to go with as to why people don't have faith in the elections. And then directly after that, this is the most amazing part, they talked about the $700 million being thrown into the Wisconsin elections this fall, and both of them just went, oh, yeah, that's great. They both turned and smiled and just went, oh, yeah, $700 million?
Yes, $700 million.
We were talking about comparing a million to a billion, and that's way closer to a billion.
It is. That would be about 70 times that $100 million that Republicans are getting close on.
What's the surplus that we have here? What's that?
$3.8 billion with a B.
Okay.
So
they're spending a fifth of the surplus?
Just
of Wisconsin,
under, yeah.
And they're just throwing it around to go and throw ads on the air and get you folks to go and decide one way or another.
Pay consultants, send out mailers that will probably end up in the trash.
You throw this out.
$700 million. This is just baffling to me. But hang on. But before we get into that point and talk about that a little bit more, let's talk about, like you alluded to, the first part of the conversation that both party chairs had with Wispolitics, because there's a little blame game going around, Brian, about why there's so much distrust in elections. Neither of the chairs said, hey, it's because $700 million are being spent on the elections potentially. That wasn't the root cause of why there was some distrust in the elections. But the two parties differ on their believed cause of distrust. And so reading from this piece over at Wispolitics.com. Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Paul Farrell blames the Wisconsin Elections Commission for a lack of trust in elections, while state Dem Party chair Ben Wickler argues former President Trump's, quote, propaganda campaign is at fault. So, Brian, do you think that it's the Wisconsin Elections Commission, or do you think that it's the propaganda campaign from the former president?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I really think that it's a legislature for leaving it alone and not doing anything.
I feel like there's a lot of other root causes that could have been thrown in here, and it's interesting
and
that those are the two.
The fact that it costs hundreds of millions of dollars to even think about running, so even if you are a person who really does have passionate and good ideas, unless you have millions of dollars of your own to spend or are willing to trust some sort of consultant to go and have them go and tell you how to spend the millions of dollars they have to raise for you, or you feel obligated to them to go and listen to them as well, because not all of them have great track records. But again, in politics, having a great track record doesn't mean you're not necessarily good or bad. They can tell you anything they want, their consultants.
No, I asked Paul Manafort about that.
Uh-huh. He didn't even get paid.
No, and he got paid in
he got paid
rugs,
elsewhere.
Didn't he?
He got paid in rugs. He got paid otherwise.
Yes. But, Brian, I think it's interesting, the fact that, you know, the stance is that it's the Wisconsin Elections Commission's fault. That I just find it interesting that that's what party chair Paul Farrow has to say for the Republican side. Because recall, in 2020, when, like you mentioned, no guidance from the Wisconsin State Legislature, they were MIA. We did not get any state guidance from them. The Wisconsin Elections Commission approved unanimously, 6-0, provisions on how to run absentee ballot voting in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. And apparently that's what caused the distrust. A 6-0 unanimous vote is apparently the source of distrust, according to the
Clearly.
Republican Party chair.
Clearly.
I'm not going to say that it's, you know, necessarily all propaganda machine, but I think you're right. I think there's a number of different issues, but I don't think it's the Wisconsin Elections Commission's fault.
Let's say you or I wanted to run. We'd have to pretty much align with the Democratic or Republican Party, one of us, because otherwise we're not going to have enough funding. If we fund ourselves otherwise, we're going to get beat up, thrown out. Try and run a campaign on your own. I've known some people who've tried to do that. I've known some people who've tried to run campaigns on skeleton crews. It does not work very well. The way things are run, it's really hard to win if you don't have a bunch of money. Now, I was thinking about this today. If you were to do it, the real way to actually do it, I'd say go organize something that's charitable and wonderful. Like go rebuild the high school gym if it needs it done. And I want you to film it the entire time you do it so people can see your leadership skills while you're doing it and your hands-on work. Have somebody follow you with a phone and film the whole thing. Show how much of an organizer you are. Have that goal come in over budget and on time or beforehand.
Under budget.
Under budget and on, exactly. You know what I'm saying? My point is get it done and show that you got the small job done, and then do the next thing, and then do the next thing, and then go run for school board, and then the next year go run for something else, and build some sort of viral movement. Unless you have something like, if you remember, I think it was Charlemagne the God. I could be completely wrong, but I feel like there's a story about Charlemagne the God who went up to TV executives and said, "Hey, I think you should give me a TV show." And they're like, "Who the hell are you?" And he's like, "I'm going to bring 10 million viewers because I have 10 million followers on Insta." And they're like, "Oh, that's who you are. Yeah, we'd like 10 million viewers. Come on with us." That's the kind of thing that's going to need, like, if you're going to do something without a whole bunch of money, if you're going to go and make something happen, you're going to have to actually, I don't know, really do something and then make it filmed and then promote the hell out of it on socials.
Or you can move back to Wisconsin from Connecticut and then get the endorsement from a former president, and that's your path to victory. Who knows? Maybe.
Who knows? You know what? You too could make something of yourself when you've been given nothing besides just a company that's already functioning, and you could be a self-made person that from Wisconsin that's from Connecticut.
Inheritance.
And again, no wonder Donald Trump endorsed Tim Michaels.
Oh, it makes a little bit of sense when you look at it from that light. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Give us a call.
Do you hate your daddy? I hate my daddy too. Yeah!
through the night. The Double Deuce.